systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, May 16, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And I'm naked.
See, it is fun when you say it more than once. So, thank you so much for checking out episode 37, the Friday Night Show. How the fuck are you, Sean? I'm not even talking to you right now.
Hey,
I'm
good, man.
I've seen you.
Yeah. I'm good, Matt. How the fuck are you, Braden?
I'm all right.
Hey!
Diss over there.
Damn. You know what?
What up?
You know what? Your mother.
What about her?
Your mom went to college.
What about her?
I heard word on the street is if she hears this show, she will die. Is that true?
That is absolutely true.
Does she have a weak heart?
No, she just lives in an alternate reality.
Well, and we even had to make his dad up his meds.
Wow, yeah.
So,
what kind of meds is your dad on? Let's just get right into it. Like I said, thank you guys so much for listening. We do this little thing called the Jam Hole every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You may notice I sound a little better than my co-host here, and that's because we got a new mic. Just one, because, you know, it was like $200 fucking dollars.
You definitely sound more pompous, that's for sure.
Ooh. Oh, nice. Where's our bell?
Okay. I like your shiny mic.
We're going to do this show bell-free. No, don't even worry about it. We don't even need the bell.
Laugh track's going to be our bell.
Okay, so, what was it? Last week, your dad wrote us in. Apparently, you went down to Libby for Mother's Day. That's pretty sweet. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about that? How was Libby?
Well, Libby is great. You know, if you like cheap booze and not working, it's fabulous.
Really?
Yes.
How can you buy the cheap booze if you're not working?
Government cheese, nigga.
Oh, government nice. Government cheese. Nice. The line's like this fucking long, people waiting. Man, nigga, I'll pay you at the end of the month when my check gets here.
Straight up.
That's like the best excuse ever for anything, like when you don't have any money. No, my check's coming. It's in the mail.
First of the month, man.
First of the month. Yeah. So, what kind of medication is your father on? Seeing as how he's listening, would you care to say hi to him?
Well,
hi, Pete.
Hi there, Dad. How you doing? Good. All right. So he's on like a number of antipsychotics.
Nice.
And
phenobarbital.
I don't know, just all kinds of shit. Okay. He calls it his special medicine. He keeps it in a brown jug. I don't know.
That's called moonshine.
Is it?
Yeah, if you ever get a chance, take a whiff of that shit.
I think there's a little bit of acid in there, too, because he talks funny.
That could possibly be.
No, I showed my dad the show. We were hanging out. My mom was at work. I said, hey, Dad, come here. Check this out. He was showing me some dirty pictures that his buddies from over in Iraq sent
him.
Oh,
they're like those. Yeah. I've known a couple people like that.
He showed me one where some chick was foot-fucking another girl, and there was all this cum coming out of the girl.
Was the other girl your mom?
It wasn't.
Okay.
Wasn't. Striking resemblance, but
it
no.
It most definitely was not. All right.
Absolutely.
So, is that all you wanted to say
about
him?
Well, you know, I showed him the show, and he died laughing. He thought it was great. I mean...
So now you do have that in common with us now.
And what's that?
That your dad died. You said
his dad died laughing?
Yes, he died laughing.
Wow. If I ever die, I hope I'm laughing.
He definitely died inside knowing his son is associated with motherfuckers like you, that's for sure.
Oh, man. That was a great letter. He totally had me, too. Like, Braden was all, like, freaking out, like, dude, is this good? And I read it, I was like, holy shit, till I got to the bottom where it's like, keep up the good work.
That last line gave it away.
So how is us being douchebags and corrupting your son and making you increase your medication... good work. I just totally don't understand.
Because it's funny.
Oh, hey, buddy. Way to interrupt our show again, you cunt.
Yeah, you like to do that.
What's up? I love being a cunt. All right. Well, cool. If you want to say anything, we just mic'd that. Really? So, and also, if you guys hear more laughter in the crowd,
like
that would be the
cunt.
Ladies here. And since we're speaking about the ladies, how, you know, all these other podcasts when they talk and they're always talking about like their girlfriends and shit and
right.
like they're totally not into their shows.
C-U-N-T, cunt.
Thank you for that.
What's so offensive about that word, really? Cunt.
Nothing.
I mean, I like that word.
Cunt.
Yeah.
It's aggressive.
It's a good word.
Aggressive like cunt. And I like cock.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Which do you like better?
Words here.
Oh, goodness.
Sure we are.
Guys, you for or against cunt?
This is one big
cunt?
Mess right
yeah,
here.
You for it or against it?
I'm for it if my dick's going in it. I'm against it if it's being
but,
A.
But by itself, not for you, huh?
What?
A cunt by itself.
Does it have a dick attached to it?
No, it's just showing itself, saying hi.
I thought we were just strengthening our vocabulary.
Wow. Oh, okay.
This is a train wreck waiting to happen.
And thank you for listening. Good night. So, no, what I was saying, like, you know how Sick and Ron, they're always, like, their girlfriends, and they're, like, they think the podcast is, like, just the most geekiest, stupidest thing, and they're, like, embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
And here we have a couple of girls that love this shit, and they're like, please, can we come when you guys, well, not come when, but, okay.
They might.
Yeah. But, yeah, anyway, I just thought that was pretty
amusing. It's kind of nice that our girlfriends... come to our show.
That sexual innuendo is priceless, you guys.
I know, right?
Way to be, homie.
We could do a whole show on that sexual innuendo.
Yeah. Let's just run with that.
Okay, so, after Wednesday's show, I believe it was... Or when was your sister's birthday? Because we're going to talk about that
My
for
sister's
a minute.
Birthday was
Thursday?
Wednesday.
Well, it was. Okay, so it was Wednesday after the show. I walked over to Red's again, and, It was weird. I don't know if it's because I don't drink, so being in a bar just alone, like, everyone's drinking, I'm just sitting there. It's just a weird vibe. But then the whole night, it was just, the picture I got was just fat chicks dancing to Shorty Got Low. I mean, is that cool?
That's what bars are now.
Because...
It's cool for Montana, I guess.
It's like they should have just called the song Shorty Got Fed, because these bitches were just like, douche! And then, like, I was sitting up on the thing, and I could feel, I'm not even kidding, I felt, like, the floor shaking.
Yeah, because there's so many fat bitches.
Yeah, and they were all dancing with each other, and you could tell, like, there were no guys going in there. But it just seemed really weird that just the whole bar scene and... Is that you bringing our show to a complete fucking...
I just have a question here.
Yes, please.
I do have a question.
Yes, please.
I'm stuck between two evils here.
Okay.
I appreciate the fact that a fat woman can get out on the floor and express herself.
But you distaste the fact that you're married to one.
No. Okay. I'm not married to anybody.
I just don't like seeing fat rolls flat together.
No, right. Okay. No, here's the question.
Hit me.
Right? So is it worse to condone a fat woman on the dance floor dancing? I mean, really, is it? I mean,
well, what
do
you
condone
mean?
It or do you appreciate it? It's two evils.
I don't appreciate it.
Neither do I.
But I don't know.
Can I say something here?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yes.
I condone it because at the very least it's entertaining.
That is true. And if that wouldn't have happened, I would have just not said it.
We're sitting that's here true. Talking about it, aren't we?
Fucking A. Good point. Good point.
Yes.
So I had to end up leaving because I went to go meet her, and I was over. I was so just bored there. I walked back to the truck, grabbed my book that I write stuff in, and like went back to the bar and sat up in the thing in the corner and just wrote while I was watching these fat chicks get low. And it was...
They get low.
They all yeah. they get
a lot of downward
low.
Force with their low.
It's because the center of gravity... Oh, God. I'm not... Okay.
It's a lot of falling
we
over,
could get all
imagine.
Into the scientific reasoning behind why they do that, but I just don't have it in me. So, did she have a good birthday?
She did. It was all right.
She looked pretty hot, I must say. And I know it's your sister, but she was looking good. It was a nice white thing. You were looking pretty good.
I was slick.
I like the button-up thing with the fucking trash-ass shoes on.
Trash-ass.
And the pleated black pants.
Yeah, I'll dressed up all slick in some little outfit, you know, and wore some skate shoes. But it was all coordinated excellently.
And the other thing I saw there, you're never going to guess. Guess.
What?
A black dude.
Really?
Two black dudes, and he introduced me to them.
That's right.
I've been seeing a lot more black guys, like a lot.
It's because it's getting warmer out, and it's more like Africa.
They're not hibernating anymore.
Okay, we're not supposed to make any more black jokes, because apparently it's too easy.
It is.
Like making poop jokes.
No, but really, I think why we're seeing more is because this place is starting to get a lot bigger.
Right, so it's just the pure numbers.
Right.
In this many people, there's going to be this many that are black.
Right.
Okay. That's
as the population
that's
grows, the
well,
more...
Well, plus, you know... Everybody's so amazed to see a black person out here, so all these black guys are like, man, we gotta go up to Montana, man, they love us
so
up
like
there.
So, like, one comes up here, and then he, like, writes home to all his pardon the expression, his niggas, and he's like, yo, niggas, you gots to come up here, man. These fat bitches are banging, man. And they just, like, it's like that South Park episode when the Will Smith family came to South Park, and he's Snooper, or what the fuck do you call it? I forget. It was an old episode. He had a love name for Snoop, though. It was funny. But, yeah, like, then they all started coming up slowly. Mm. So with the whole population thing, I think you are right, because yesterday I saw a Segway in town. I've never seen a Segway here before.
Yeah, neither have I.
If you guys don't know what a Segway is, it's one of those, it's like the It, or kind of.
It was the It.
Right, okay, actually. So then they named it the Segway. If you live in big cities, which I'm sure most of you guys do, you will have seen them. But up here we don't have any, and I saw one, I was coming down the road, and he like just hauled ass across this intersection, and I caught a glimpse. It was like a streak of geek, just, I was like, what the fuck, holy shit, it's a fucking Segway! And then I was going to use that as my segue into this. But that didn't make any sense.
No,
so fuck
it didn't.
Me.
Just the word.
All right. See, so I've been noticing this more and more when I'm at work. I don't know if it's because the more I do this job, the fitter I get. But I'm getting a little sick and tired of being treated like a piece of meat by all these fat old ladies that work in these offices. And it's not just the fat ones. There are some fine looking 50-year-olds.
How do they treat you like a piece of meat?
Okay. They put the jugs, like, maybe a little further, and they know, like, because I come around the same time, I'm sorry.
Wow, dude.
I know, I said not to do that anymore, but I'm an idiot. I'm a hypocrite, too, while I'm at it. But they would push them in a little more, or they know what time I'm getting there, so they will all congregate. So they're facing where the jugs are, because then I have to go in there, bend down, and grab them. And they always have, like, the smile, and you know, like, how you can,
like,
hear
they're, like, staring at you?
Yeah, and you can hear it in their voice. They're like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, disgusted. Ugh. I mean, I know, I have a super sweet ass. I know. You've told me. You have touched
no,
it. I know.
No.
Okay.
Wasn't impressed.
Women, please, show some restraint, because this is sexual harassment and I don't have to take it. I don't, and I'm sick of it. Unless you want
to
pay me.
You don't have to take it.
They might have to take it. But I might, if you guys want to start tipping me, I might start tipping you. We'll tip each other. You know,
well,
it works. It's a win-win situation.
That's
but,
why they call it a moneymaker, Matt.
Oh, thank you. Nice. I never... Wow.
Now
shake
you,
your money
now you
I
know.
I thought that was just for women. I didn't know guys could have it. But now that I know, I am going to fully exploit it. Completely.
Use it. Bend and snap, buddy. Bend and snap.
Wow. So, moving right along, I got pulled over this morning.
Really?
This morning. So,
for
well,
what?
Here, let me tell you how my fucking day started. So, last night, me and... Okay, I'm sick of doing this. Can I say your name on this? Is that fine? Okay. So, me and Jasmine, we go up to my house. It's kind of late and shit, and I'm like, all right, well, if we get up there late enough, everyone will be in bed, right? So, we can just sneak in, and it'll be like, I just came home by myself. Everything's cool. We'll leave before anyone gets up. So, we get to the house, and the lights are on. So, I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. Let's just say we're watching a movie, and then I'll take you home, but we'll, quote, fall asleep, you know, and then that'll be fine. So,
it's funny how, even though you're, like, 27 years old, you kind of got to hide this from your mom.
I know, isn't it? My mom is old-fashioned, and what she say she doesn't like young ladies staying the night because it's not proper, you know. And she was raised back in the day in New York during the riot times, and her dad was a police chief lieutenant there, so she's, you know,
that
kind
sense.
Of yeah, that upbringing. She, like, you know, just in the past 5 or 8 years she got cool with me smoking weed, you know. I can't do it in the house, or,
well,
you know.
Isn't that because your stepdad
mostly? Yeah. But, yeah, so we're laying there just watching Family Guy, I think. Yeah, Family Guy. And she starts falling asleep because she's tired. So I'm like, all right. So I turn it off and we lay down and shit. And, like, an hour or two later, I hear the knock on the door. And she's like, Matthew, it's getting late. So I'm like, oh, no. I'm leaving in a minute. Okay. And then I'm like, all right, fuck it. And so I get up and I fucking grab my pillow and I go out there, and she's like sitting at the dinner table with the light on, like waiting for us to leave.
Right,
so
she's gonna stay up and tell you leave.
So I go in there and I'm like, good night, can you turn that light off? And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm sleeping on the couch so she can have the bed since you're, you know. And she's like, okay. So I fall asleep on the couch, and I wake up a few hours later, and I fucking grab the pillow and go back into my room. I close the door all quietly and get into bed, and I don't, you know, she's still sleeping, so I don't wake her up or anything. So we wake up, and, you know, no one's there, and I go, and we wake up late, for one, because you know how, like, when you're in bed, and you're like, all right, 10 more minutes, 10 right. more minutes, 10 more minutes. That turned into it being, like, 8:05, and I'm supposed to be at work at 8, right? So we're nice, like, okay, we got to get up and go. So we go into town, I drop her off, and I'm kind of in a hurry, and I'm coming down 35, and I take a right on Conrad. Uh-huh. And now, I didn't know this. Well, okay, I did, but I told the cop I didn't. But it's 25 for, like, the first 500 feet, and then it goes into 35. So I fucking pull off the highway, which is 45, and I just start doing 35, and all of a sudden there's a cop, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And I keep going. I see him turn around, but he has to wait because there's cars coming, so I fucking get on it, and I'm like, all right. Nice. And I almost ducked into the trailer park, but he totally, like, I didn't want to resist arrest right. or anything. That probably would have made it just that much worse. So we're fucking driving, and he finally catches up to me, and he's just riding my ass like a dick. He's not turning his lights on or nothing. He's just, like, waiting to see what I do. So I never drive with my seatbelt on, right? So I fucking slyly
right.
put the seatbelt on, and I'm going. I hit the cruise control, so it's on 35. So it's like, all right, you can't pull me over now because you can't pull me over after the fact. You had right. to do it back there. So I go, and I pass the Conoco gas station, and I pull in there to get a drink, and all of a sudden he flips his lights on.
What?
Pulls in right in back of me. I'm like, no fucking way. So I'm going to just play dumb and pretend I don't see him or something. Right. So I fucking undo my seatbelt and get out of the car, and he walks over, and he's like, sir, please get back in the truck. I'm like, oh, I was just getting something to drink. And he's like, well, we have to discuss something first. So I'm like, oh, fuck me. So I get back in the truck, and he's like, license and registration, do you know why I pulled you over? I'm like, no idea. Well, you were going 35 in a 25. I'm like, when was that? Like, last week? What the fuck? But, you know, I'm respectful. I'm like, oh, no, I don't think I was, sir, this and that, you know. And he's like, yeah, that first 500 feet, it's 25. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's not, because I've driven this road a lot.
You should have been
lot.
Like, why didn't you pull me over back there then?
Well, yeah, and that's, I didn't even think of that. I was just like, fuck, I'm late already as it is. He's now this, so I give him license and registration, and he's like, so, going to work? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, where are you coming from? I'm like, dropping off my girlfriend, because we fucking, you need to know that, right?
Right, yeah.
From a drug deal, do you want to buy some weed? You know, what the fuck? Where the fuck do you think I'm coming from? Where does anybody come from? I mean, what kind of question is that normal?
Yeah, I think it is pretty normal.
Really?
Yeah.
You look so bored. Okay.
Are you talking to me, Matt?
I'm sorry. No, I'm not at all.
I'm sorry. I'm just so enthralled by your fucking story.
Yeah, it's so amazing.
This is what they want to hear. This is what happens to me.
Yeah,
you don't like
weird?
It, turn the fucking show
you're
off.
You're definitely giving
fuck.
It to them if that's what they want to hear.
Yeah, he's been gone. Isn't that weird that they want to hear about Matt's life?
Finish your story, Matt. Finish your story.
Now he's, like, all looking down.
He's sad.
Don't cry.
Are you? I have to go cry. Hold on.
It's your fucking
We'll be right
story.
Back after these messages. Fuck you guys. Okay, so, sorry. License registration, I give it to him. He fucking goes back. He comes back, and he's like, well, I'm going to fuck you, Sean. I'm gonna have to give you a ticket, but I wrote it for 35 because he said I was doing like 40. Mm-hmm. He's like, I wrote it for 35, so it's just a $20 ticket. Mm.
So he was lying because you weren't even doing
exactly,
45.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Yes, so I'm just like, okay, whatever. Can I just pay you the $20 and just make this go away? And he's like, yeah. So I grab my wallet and all I have is $3. I'm like, well, can you just go away anyway? He's like, well, you can just mail it in. Just make sure you get it taken care of. So that got me thinking, because I drove back down there to go pick Jasmine up after work, and I saw the sign. So there is a sign that says 25, but it's like off to the fucking, it's not where a mile per hour sign should be.
It's like off the road
but
more or something?
You can see it from the time you pull onto that road. So I was thinking, if you see the mile per hour sign, you should just go that speed, right? And they shouldn't be able to pull you
show.
Over.
For show.
Where's the zone? That's what I'm saying.
No you, zone you for show.
No, thank no. you. Hallelujah, nigga.
Well, does the zone start where the sign stands?
Well, that's what I don't know.
Actually, yes. The zone starts where the sign is.
That's what I always thought.
So, but if
they don't
you
teach
can,
you that, though.
So, physically or where you can see the sign
I think
from?
Physically.
It is the sign. There's the visible, perfectly parallel straight line from the
that's
sign
just
where it
as
starts.
Ridiculous as believing in God. That's stupid. Okay, that's dumb. So, that's that. Oh, when we were in Polson last Wednesday, there's this propane store I delivered
You know,
to.
Matt. Believing in anything is ridiculous because it's only the belief that makes it real.
That's why it's called faith, brother.
Exactly. You can believe in fucking cock rings.
John cock rings?
But you make them real because you believe in them, buddy.
Okay.
Like no, they are tangible and they are physically existent.
Thank you.
Fuck you.
You don't have anything.
Okay, so a propane store, right? Propane, yeah, right. Highly flammable. I sell propane and propane accessories, right? Okay. Okay. Flammable shit. I walk in the office, and every time I go in there, it smells like cigarette smoke.
Well,
and
that's
the
awesome.
Lady, the one lady in the office, is smoking cigarettes.
Really?
Like, all fucking day.
Wow.
Okay, for one, it's weird. That's like us smoking cigarettes here. Like, the two girls,
well,
like,
I would
how
imagine
may I help you? What do you want, water? That's right there. Go fuck yourself. I need another cigarette. It's like that, and she has that kind of gruff voice.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
I totally,
she's been smoking for so long.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I smoke. I'm hoping my voice. You
that's
actually
hot.
Should start smoking because you have a high-pitched nasally
you
thing.
Know, some
yeah,
of the, some of the best blues
smoke.
Singers have good voices
that's
because
true.
Of that.
That is true. I got the blues because I smoke.
I wonder if,
but it,
I wonder
it,
if Buck 65 smokes. He's got that
oh,
voice.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He sounds like
George
him.
George Thurgood. George Thurgood.
Yeah.
And the guy from
I drink
Aqua.
Alone.
Nobody is.
So we're going to get a Grammy for this shit just because of this new mic.
I sure hope so.
Yes.
You great, need that mic great. To sound good.
So I just thought it was really ironic. That's like me going and pumping gas while I'm lighting a cigarette or something. It just seemed weird. You're working in a propane store and you're smoking.
Well, I would
so
have thought
just
you wouldn't be able to smoke inside of a store regardless of what they sell.
Well, yeah, and that was the other thing. That's like what I was saying about
right.
here. Like, what kind of place can you? You can't even smoke in bars anymore.
Yeah.
Why
earn
why can
restaurant.
You smoke in a business like that?
Right, especially a business that sells
you,
propane.
Okay, you can't even smoke in the cigarette store, and you're smoking in a propane. It just, I mean, I don't care because I only
wow,
go there.
I think that's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever
right?
heard. Can't
right?
smoke in a cigarette store.
Well, because it's a business though.
Right,
you don't want.
But
I mean. It stinks.
I mean, if you're
it
in there.
It's on the list. It's like, I got kicked out of a bar one
it
time
already
for
smells
swearing.
Like cigarettes.
For swearing?
I got kicked out of a bar for swearing.
Were you
at a bar.
Swearing to God?
You know, I was swearing to everybody else but God.
Nice.
Everybody that walked by or looked at me, they got a hello and a fuck you, you know?
Wow, that almost came out my nose. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what she said.
Yeah. I think a bar is the one place where you should be able to swear, fucking curse, spit, do whatever you want, because a bar is like the fucking holy refuge of sin when you walk in there.
Right,
man.
The bar is like the prostitute that you're not gonna bring home to meet your mom,
right?
Exactly. It's like the, yeah, okay, yeah.
You'd think in a bar anything would go, really.
I know, but no, you say one naughty fucking word, next thing you know, the dishwasher's kicking you out, man.
yeah. That's embarrassing.
He was a big guy, though.
Nice. Well, you gotta be to, you know, lift all that shit.
Well, I guess.
Okay, so last night we went up to Lone Pine, and okay, we knew the park closed,
classic.
Right?
Classic.
Do you like my segue classic. Into that?
I did.
I already know it. I think I know what you're going to say
because
it has
because
to be closing.
Because you're reading my notes?
No, actually, I didn't.
I catch
but
you reading
my notes. But this
almost
happened to me, too, if it's the same
okay,
thing.
Okay, well,
so keep going.
We were trying to be, like, good kids and go hike around in the park and, you know, have fun and frolic.
Yeah.
Her brother came into town and we were, you know, hanging out, showing him around again because, you know, he hasn't been here in a month and, you know, mm-hmm. we were bored. So we're like, well, let's go hike around Lone Pine. So we get up there, park the truck, fucking walk in. Excuse me. I bet even my cough sounds sexy with this mic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you. So we get in, and like the porch light comes on. You know, there's that trailer that's there that the ranger lives in or whatever.
Right.
And he starts coming out, and he's like, park's closed. You can't walk in here. And I'm thinking to myself, we totally just walked in here. I mean, you can't say we can't because we just did. And he's like, you can't drive in here either. That's why the gate's shut. I was like, well, can we really, we can't just come hang out? And he's like, no, but... And then he started talking to us, like, he needed a friend.
Right,
you know,
he's up
like,
there all lonely.
He's like, well, the park is going to be open later next weekend. If you guys want to come down then, we're like, okay, thanks. And he's like, yeah, not tonight, but next weekend. And like he said that three times.
Right. He just wanted someone to talk to.
It was really weird. So
poor guy.
Yeah, right?
That sucks.
So
actually, when Bree and I went there one time, there was this guy just standing in that little picnic place, like gazebo type thing. It's probably that same guy, and we're just walking by, and he starts fucking talking to us.
Yeah, like he needed
a
friend.
Yeah, he just kept talking to us as we're walking by, like, and it's like, shut up.
He's
really?
Like those old people that call tech support, and they like make up fake problems. It's like, sir, that's not even a real part to the computer. Well, this is broken. Just talk to me, please. My family put me in a home, and now no one loves me, and everyone steals from me, and I don't get my senior discount, and they took my license away, and just die. You know, that's why we're having Allsy-palooza, right?
Right.
Don't forget, what day is it?
We forget.
This Saturday? Next Saturday, guys, if you are local, Depot Park.
I just want to say I fully support old people and their Alzheimer's. Them having it, I mean.
Right. I'm behind you on that one. Yeah. Oh, wow. How do you feel about that? Okay. But it's great. So we're like, all right, well, we're going to go leave now. So I was thinking, you know, you try and do something nice, and this is what happened. So fuck it. We're just going to go do drugs now.
Yeah.
And it's his fault. It's totally his fault. We tried to go hike around in the park. You said no. Now we're going to go shoot
dope.
So fuck you. Not well, we didn't shoot dope.
Next time you go up there and it's closed, you should go through the back and just hike all the way up.
Well,
you don't have to walk past that guy.
That's a long fucking hike, though, man.
It's not that bad.
That's like bike,
when you're drunk and fucking chain smoking, it can be kind of harsh, man.
Well, that's why you don't do that when you're drunk and chain smoking.
When are you not?
That's true.
Well, I'm not smoking.
Can you remember
right now?
Sean's dad, if you're listening to this, when is he not? That's all I want to know. Just give me a date. In a long written out format, please.
Your mom.
Let's not go there.
Hi, Mike's mom, huh? So, okay, well, here, let me segue this.
Sorry.
Speaking of pot, I'm going to quit smoking pot.
Usually are.
Well, yeah, we usually are. But I'm going to do a little experiment on the show here. I'm going to quit smoking weed.
You're lying.
I'm not. No, seriously.
I don't believe you.
Go fuck
yourself.
I'll give you a tell tomorrow. Really?
Yeah.
We'll be puffing down after the show. Watch.
I'm not. How much do you want to bet?
I'm not betting.
Because I'm really serious about
what?
Say it. What? I have a drug problem?
No.
I have an addictive personality? What?
No, but
say
weed is kick ass.
What?
Weed is kick ass.
Well, it is. And I'm not going to say forever, but that's why it's an experiment, guys.
Well, the end of the show is not forever either, so you're good.
Okay.
Mr. Wizard.
Well, so for the next month, 30 days, starting Monday's show, I'm going to be... Excuse me. I really want to burp into this just to hear what it sounds
do
like.
It.
No, I'm not.
No.
I'll do it without the show.
Bad show.
And I will punch you.
Well, hey,
and Georgia
hey.
Will send you hate mail if you do.
Yes.
Whatever.
So, okay, for 30 days starting Monday, I'm not going to smoke weed. And we're going to listen to these shows. Well, you guys
are. So you're going to stop on Monday?
Well, no, I'm done now.
Okay.
I mean, okay, fuck
what,
me.
When are you going to...
You guys, this wasn't as complicated when I thought
When's
of it.
When's your last day?
All I wrote down in my notes was no smoke pot, and now you're blowing this way
Matt,
out of proportion.
Check it out.
Yes,
if you
sir.
Quit smoking weed for 30 days...
You'll quit having sex with guys? Oh!
For 3 days.
For 3 days?
No.
Okay. The trick.
I will quit drinking for 30 days if you quit smoking pot for 30 days.
I'll take that action.
Really?
Do you want to put money on it?
Absolutely not.
Sounds good. And what are you going to give up? You have to give up something. No, okay,
know.
You, no more sleeping with your mom at night because you have nightmares, okay? 30 days. Can you do this?
But I'm scared.
Matt, don't be scared.
Matt, he sleeps with your mom when he has nightmares. Come
on
now.
That's true.
And there ain't
that's
much sleeping going on.
That's why she wants me to move out. I get it. No, I'm picking up what
I might be
down.
Moving in.
She doesn't want to hurt you.
Right? She's getting rid of me so you can move in.
Yep. Exactly.
Calm son.
Could
Brady,
you imagine a threesome with you, my stepdad, and my mom? Because I'm thinking it.
I don't have to imagine.
I'm imagining it right now, and it is not pretty.
I don't have to imagine what it's like. Trust me.
Wow, guys. You almost just made me walk away
can
from
we,
this
can
whole
Can we do
episode.
Some news?
We will in a minute. Oh, I want to tell Bob's joke, but I want to finish the pot thing since I was so rudely interrupted by you douches.
Hey,
so,
let me ask you one thing. When was the last time you smoked?
I took a couple...
Yeah, that's totally... I don't know, dude. That's totally gay.
Can I answer a goddamn question?
Sure, ready?
Chill out!
Go ahead now.
Okay.
Okay. That was so. Sweet earth. Okay. No, I last night I think I took a few resin hits on my way home.
Okay.
I haven't smoked
today,
any. I
so
haven't
that
smoked,
was your last time.
Right. I haven't smoked any weed today, but I'm sure it's still, you know, it'll take a few days. But the experiment is, I want to see in these 30 days how the shows sound different. That's 3 shows a week. That's 12 shows about, That's 12 shows of me going to be totally sober because I don't drink anyways. You know, I'll still smoke my cigarettes and hang out with Jasmine and shit, but no pot. That's what, none of that. So, and we're going to listen to the shows, and I want you guys to write in and see if you like the Matt not smoking weed, because, I mean, I'm not going to give a fuck what you say. I just want to know, you know?
Right.
Just for my own info.
Kind of sounds like giving a fuck to me, Matt.
Well, no, I mean, if they're like, we don't, I'm still going to start smoking after 30 days. I just want to hear what they have to say.
Well, I guess I can quit for 30 days too, then.
Because you, and ever, when's the last time you've smoked not my weed?
All the time.
When you're,
when
you.
I'm with other people.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, well, so that's the experiment. Starting Monday, no more weed, and yeah. So my friend Bob in Spokane, he sent us a joke here. So I'm gonna try my best to fucking.
I don't
read
think it's
this.
His joke.
Well, okay, he sent
but
a
he found
foreword
it.
To yes. me, and I giggled when I read it. So the joke goes like this. I was walking past the mental hospital the other day, and all the patients were shouting, 13! 13! 13! Yay, 13! The fence was too high to see over, but I saw a little gap in the planks and looked through to see what was going on. Dun, dun, dun.
What's happening next?
All of a sudden, some bastard poked me in the eye with a stick. Then they all started shouting, 14! 14! 14, but yeah. Nice joke, Bob.
Joke.
Thanks for...
Hey,
okay.
And Bob, if you're listening, how you doing, buddy? Long time.
Yeah, hey, Bob, if you are listening, I don't think...
He doesn't
He
listen.
Wasn't into the... Really,
whoa, Sean!
Oh, is that a phone call? Put it on... Put it,
sure
it on.
Is.
You put that on speaker and put it up to the mic. I'm not even... Do it.
Nice pink phone.
Hello?
On speaker phone?
Put it on speaker.
Hold on a sec.
Please? Oh, my God. This is a train wreck.
I can't believe that happened.
Here comes the poo-choo train.
The poo-choo.
Hello, who is it?
Excuse me. Wow, hey, we're trying to do an internet radio show here. Do you mind?
Nothing.
I mind.
Call you back.
Yes.
Yes, just fucking hang up,
oh
please.
Oh, my
God. Really?
This guy. This. You.
At least when we forget, we don't answer our phone or we put
or
it
Or we'll
up
put
to
it on
mic.
Speakerphone
get
so
my
everyone
back,
can
man.
Hear.
Ain't nothing going to ruin this show.
Are you done with your phone call?
Yes.
Can we do some news now?
I don't know. Are you done with your fucking half-hour-long story?
Hey, I'm
hey,
just...
people like this.
I don't know why, but
they
people...
They fucking
I don't know if they like this. They like hearing the fucked-up shit, like my drug addiction problem, and that's what they like hearing,
so,
I have a feeling.
They don't like the news.
No, well...
Well, they do.
I like the news. We read the news for me. Fuck everybody else. Yeah, this is for us. All right, well, you started off then, since you've been shutting the fuck up the whole time.
All right, well, thank you, Matt.
All right,
thank you.
Episode 37, this motherfucker. Go.
Wow, 37.
I know, right?
That blows me away every time we have one more episode.
I know.
It's amazing.
On Monday, we're going to be like, wow, 38.
Exactly, every time. Every time.
Wow. Okay, do some news. Episode 37.
Here's some news.
Wow,
okay.
37.
Wow, that's
okay.
It's crazy.
Hey, comedy comes in threes.
Comedy!
Jesse Joyce.
37 comes right after 36, guys. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Wow.
It's
amazing.
I'm glad you told me that.
Is that how many times you've gotten...
Yeah.
Gotten what?
Go ahead. News. Read. Go. Race, now.
News. Okay. Wait. Shut up.
Calm down.
Boy 7 facing Grand Theft Auto charges, now accused of beating up grandma at Walmart.
Wait, Grand Theft Auto or Grand Theft Auto 4?
Grand Theft Auto 1, it looks like, the original release.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's original.
The top down. Yeah, that was a good one.
So, a 7-year-old South Florida boy facing Grand Theft Auto charges is now accused of beating up his grandmother at Walmart after a dispute over... chicken wings.
Oh, chicken wings?
I'm not even going to go there.
Wait, is it Florida, you said?
Yes,
our
sir.
Most fucked up state,
Florida.
Cuban or African-American, to put it PC.
Yes.
See? We're not being racist now.
That's right.
They like it.
But that isn't very PC, because it's still a stereotype, isn't it?
Hey, yeah. It's not my stereotype.
Well, it's not true. Who doesn't like fucking chicken? I mean, really.
We ate chicken strips just now.
I love chicken.
Doesn't matter what color your skin
is. Okay, so a 7-year-old beat up his grandma.
Correct.
His grandma.
He had enough force and power in his 7-year-old body to defeat an elder.
I don't think it's that. I think the elder was just so decrepit and just dust that he just went, hey, grandma. And she fucking just blew away.
Sounds like it was kind of an even match, you know?
Yeah, that, whoa.
I want to see that.
Fuck bum fights. Now, yeah. Okay.
Old people against little kids.
Kindergartners versus geriatrics. That, oh, man.
Man.
I can see it in lights now. Let's get ready to rumble. And in this corner, weighing in at 25 pounds, little Timmy Stewart. Yeah. Yeah. And in this corner, wearing the white and brown streak depends, his grandma. Okay, sorry.
Sounds good.
Continue.
Fairy tale life is great. So, Vikita Stratford told WPB.
What was it? Vikita?
Vikita.
Wow.
Almost sounds
what
Russian.
Really?
It sounds some sort of Norwegian or Russian, but it's hard to fucking
tell.
It
reminds me of
that.
Chiquita, so that's why I'm thinking Chiquita? Maybe Brazilian?
Cuban?
That gotta
it's
be.
It's Florida.
Yep, gotta be Cuban.
Well, Stratford's a real old whitey white name, so I don't know. She must be mixed.
Yeah.
She's a mixed breed.
She's a mutt.
Moving on.
Please.
VS, for short, told WP. All right, sorry. It's all,
wow, dude.
You almost spit that out.
I think I've snorted more of this Rockstar than I've actually drank. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good timing.
So, Vikita Stratford, or VS, told WPBF-TV.
Can we call her VD?
You know what?
Just for fun.
We can call her whatever the fuck you want. Man.
Okay, continue.
Okay, thank you.
I apologize.
Don't apologize. Just don't do it.
No. Do you accept my... Okay.
This is taking so long.
I know.
The story.
Whatever. We're just bullshitting.
Okay. So, Vikita Stratford told WPBF-TV in Palm Beach, Florida, that her grandson beat her up Monday after he ordered chicken wings without her permission at a Lake Park Walmart.
It's like, take that, bitch.
No, she was pissed that he didn't get her any. She's like, nigga, you old chicken and didn't get me none. And then he fucking went, and she blew away.
Ape shit.
Dust in the wind. That's what that song was written about.
Yeah. Was it?
Blowing away old people.
Yeah, literally blowing away old people.
Oh, that's a ding if we had it.
I know. This is a Bell-Free show today, brought to you by your dad.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, what
are you drinking?
I was drinking a couple different beers, but that's besides the point.
I was gonna say your mom, but that's getting a little tired.
Yes.
Like your mom. Oh, well, thank you.
For the record, I was drinking a Molson Canadian. That's right. Brought to you by Canada, not America.
Oh, God. Okay, please.
Okay. He just started hitting me. Just started hitting me in front of the whole Walmart, she told the station.
Oh, snap. In Walmart?
Yes.
That's great.
That's like fucking
that's
doing that shit in church to these kinds of people.
It's bad.
And I don't mean black people.
Well,
I mean
Walmart
poor
is
people.
Their church.
See, that wasn't racist. You like how I turned that around?
No, that was just against poor people, I guess.
Well, fuck poor people.
Yeah,
get a
really?
Fucking job. If you already got one, get another one. I don't know.
Anyway.
Can we start calling black people the pale impaired? Would that make it better? You know?
Good. Oh,
wow. I can't believe
I think
you
that might solve
that.
Hundreds
That's
of years
nice,
of hate
dude.
And racism.
Pigment.
Is he black? No, he's pale impaired.
Pigmentally
That's
challenged.
That's yes. right.
Thank you.
So last month, this is icing on the cake, folks. Last month, the child was arrested after taking Stratford's Dodge Durango for an 8-minute joyride that left mailboxes smashed and parked cars and signposts demolished.
That was that kid.
Yeah.
Did you remember on Distorted View
yeah.
that they had the audio, though, from it? And that
we read that story,
his
too.
His grandma was, like, talking about it and
really?
Shit. Like, and then they asked the kid, like, why he did it. He's like, just to be cool so I could, you know, roll through the hood and shit, picking up my friends. You're 12, dude, or 7. Yeah, you're 7.
Actually, would you like to know what he actually said? He said, the boy told the station that he took the sport utility vehicle for a spin because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things. I wanted to do hood rat stuff.
Yes, that's
it. Yep.
Oh, hood Ooh. Rat stuff. Now, you
way
see,
to go, fucking Snoop and Dre.
You don't want to yeah. be called
it's
niggers.
Your fault.
Quit acting like niggers. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, after this week's...
I'm pretty sure you aren't the first one to say that, too.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure that's not even the first time I've said that. I'm just reiterating.
Right.
Rap will be like disco, and we'll all look back. Remember when we used to wear baggy pants and rap? And
yeah, right.
Say, yeah, oh, man. That was great. I still got some in my
closet.
Remember
when we used to act like we were black and fucking sit around on the corner trying to kick rhymes? Word.
Got so many chicks.
Oh, wow. Lost so many chicks?
Yes.
Yeah. The one that got away.
Yes, the 20.
So that's, I mean, do you think they're going to try? I mean, this has been in the news for a while, but do you think they're going to pull the video game card and be like, it's because of the video games, we need a stricter rating, blah, 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 you know?
You know,
I've done that same thing in a game before. So, I've stolen a car and I've mowed through mailboxes.
I believe it's called Grand Theft Auto.
Yes,
too.
Four. Yes, two. No, yeah, it was two actually.
So check this out. Okay, these kids learn all these things from these games about stealing cars, selling drugs, beating women, shooting people. You know what we need? We need a video game for parents. That the whole point of the game is to beat your kid's ass and get the high score.
Yeah, to be parents, that's the game. Be a parent for once.
They want to blame everything on kids learning from video games. Let's teach our parents how to be fucking parents and discipline their children.
And holy
through
shit,
a game.
You could make that game on the Wii. And with the controller, during the bonus round, check this out. During the bonus round, a big thing on the screen says, bonus round, grab your kid, and you pause it, and you grab your kid, you fucking put him over your knee, hit start, and then you fucking beat him, but with the Wii controller. So not only are you whooping your little bastard-ass kid's ass, but you're getting fucking extra points and shit, dude. That would be amazing. What did you just drop?
Don't worry about it, Matt.
That had better not have been an open beer, dude. Oh, God.
Matt, of course it was open, but you know
but
what?
It was empty. Okay.
Yes, the only beer that's not in my hand is an empty one, okay?
Good point.
That is very true.
I think we got a million-dollar idea. Maybe we could call it Ass-Kicking Heroes?
I'm sure maybe. We could come up with something a little bit more clever, but that's good. It's a good start.
That's it for 7-year-old boys beating their grannies and stealing rigs for hood rat kicks and thrills.
What defines hood rat kicks and thrills? Just rolling through the hood? I mean, I think he hit the mailboxes and shit, not on purpose. I just think he couldn't see over the steering wheel.
Was fun. He was doing that for fun.
You think so?
Probably.
Fuck yeah.
Really?
Haven't you ever just been like, man, I really want to run this fucking
mailbox. Well, yeah, and we actually did, but we never got caught.
I know. Well, we're not in Florida.
I mean, I just made that up, cops. But yeah.
Well, this show isn't, you know, all truthful.
No, none of it's true.
No.
You guys actually, I don't even
have. This is made up. We just write this stuff.
I don't even have a job. And those girls you hear laughing, I program that shit into my computer.
Yes, we made that with Fruity Loops.
We're all fucking gay. I don't know what. Please don't isolate that audio.
None of it's true.
Oh,
I know. I like how when Tim says something and then he's like, please don't isolate that audio. And then you hear him repeat it.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta isolate it first so no one's gonna do it anymore.
Okay, do you guys wanna be quiet real quick?
Okay.
Wait, what did I say?
We're all fucking gay.
Oh, okay. What? No, fuck yes. I'm not. I've seen this on movies. Okay, is that it for that story?
That's it.
So, 7-year-old black kid stealing rides to
drink. We don't know if he's black or white or Hispanic.
Because I heard the news thing and he...
Oh, he was?
Who else do you know does, quote, hood rat things?
Wiggers?
Suburbanites.
That's good. But are 7-year-olds old enough to be wiggers?
Yes.
Really?
I think so.
By today's
they watch MTV.
Yeah. Okay, I'm getting the nods all the way.
Even anime characters are starting to dress like fucking homies, man. I mean, come on, look at it.
Do you think that's where fashion's going? Like, when back in the day when the bell bottoms came out and people were like, God, that's stupid, but then it caught on. Do you think that, like...
Well, a little factoid.
We used to sag our pants back
in
the day.
What?
But I see other kids doing it, and it just looks like you dumped your pants. Yeah, pick up your fucking pants and take your hood off.
Little factoid, the baggy pants is
an 18-year
fashion fad that has never ended. So it was pretty much the longest running fashion fad in history baggy pants.
Do you think that it didn't even start out like a purposeful thing? Like someone's like, all right, I'm going to do this on purpose to have the look. I think it was just
someone just bought pants.
Excuse me, motherfucker.
Hey, I can interrupt you. You interrupt me all the time.
I'll turn your mic off.
Hey, guys.
No, I was just going to say, before I was so rudely interrupted,
that
you're going to do it again. Do you think it was just some dude with really big balls and he had to get bigger pants and then they sagged like that and then someone else saw him and was like, damn, nigga, that looks cool.
I could tell you why.
It was either that or someone just bought pants that were too big and just wore them like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are good theories, guys.
Is that what you think, Brayden?
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you be mad if I did the show talking like this the whole time?
No, it's kind of funny.
No, we'd appreciate it with your sweet-ass microphone.
I know, dude. I can
actually tell you.
Yes, please.
Factoid time.
Fact.
Baggy pants started as gang members in jails because in jails and prisons they give you surplus clothes which don't always fit right.
Well, one size fits all.
Instead of not having belts to hold their pants up, prisoners start sagging their pants, and the fashion craze caught on with their homies or gang-banging buddies
outside in
the streets. And there you have it, my friend.
And everyone thinks that's cool. Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
Thank you.
Very good. Round of applause. Woo!
Thank you. I couldn't look so smart without ignorant motherfucking douchebags like you.
Hey, right. That's why the one not so good looking chick, but maybe hangs out with the really nasty looking chicks.
Because
then
when
you see them, you're like, ugh, and then you see her, and you're like, I get it. What the fuck? Why not? No one's gonna see me, right?
One in the morning. Options are getting limited here.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man. All right. So you want to go next?
Wow. Sure.
All right.
This is
episode 37, this motherfucking shit. I'm not even going to let you read one. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
Man raped granddaughter in Central Florida graveyard.
Florida, our most fucked up state. Woo!
All right. A Central Florida man was arrested on suspicion of raping his granddaughter at a church graveyard.
Oh, okay, God, where were you on that one? Oh, right, not existing. God was too busy not being real to come and help them.
God isn't a superhero, dude. He's not like fucking Captain America.
Well,
you know?
If he created all this, he should be.
No, God created Captain America.
There you go.
By way of man's actions.
I like that you said that because they do have one thing in common. They're both made up.
Nice.
Thank you. And that's how you
that's
shut
a
Christian
that's,
the
that's
fuck
That's a
up.
Ding for you, man.
I know.
Obi Robinson, 63, was arrested on a charge
I'm
of
sorry, I have a soul.
Sexual battery. Look at this
Who'd
guy.
Who'd you steal that from? Hey, actually.
Your mom.
Oh, dang.
Oh, now he's leaving.
Man, that was like dig.com even. Holy shit.
Nice.
Go pray. He has to go pray. That's good.
He's going to go feed the toilet,
God,
I think.
Okay, now that he's not here, man.
What a douche.
What a fucking piece of shit, man.
I don't miss him at all.
Dude, I thought it was a good idea to have him on the show, but the more he comes in, I'm just like, God, it's Friday. I almost don't want to do shows on Friday just so he doesn't come.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell him though because
he'll
hurt
his
feelings.
After he's been gone for so long now, I kind of like it.
Well,
that
I know,
way.
But I mean, his dad's listening now, and his mom probably, and I mean, that would just break their heart. I don't know if I can do
They're
that.
They're
kind of
proud of him that he's got this going on.
That's why I haven't said anything to him yet. Yeah. I feel bad, but like he's like a little puppy dog. He like you know the dog that you feed once and then they never go away. He came over to my house once a long time ago and I fucking gave him something to eat and he's fucking followed me around ever since. What a piece of shit,
that is
dude.
Weird.
Hey, we should get some coke and like stash it in his truck somewhere and then we'll call the cops on him when he leaves. Problem solved.
That's it. That's how we'll do it.
Okay. Please continue with the story.
Okay, I will continue. Okay. According to Marion County Sheriff deputies, Robinson's granddaughter asked him for a ride from her boyfriend's house.
Ooh.
He picked her up and drove to the graveyard of a church under construction in...
Oh, hey, Sean.
Hey.
Hi,
good to have you back.
Hey, friend.
How was your prank?
Continue with the story, please.
No, hold on. Can you stop for a sec?
Yes.
She asked me a question while we were over there eating, and I didn't know the answer to it. How did me and you meet? Where was it?
We
Do you
met
remember?
Through a little website back in the day called MontanaParties.net.
Is that? Nuh-uh.
When I worked at Stream as an MSN
technical
support agent.
Okay, that's... Yeah, geek. That was a little visual thing.
Kind of a hybrid.
Nice.
Can I go now?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. The girl...
Anytime now.
Okay. The girl
Hey,
told,
we're waiting.
Yes. The girl told deputies that her granddaughter asked if she would have told. Sex, and she said no. Robinson...
Hold on. Stop there now. So, she was at her boyfriend's house, right?
Right. And he picked her up and took her to the church graveyard.
Why there?
Because he wanted to be close to God.
It's a creepy place to do creepy things, I guess.
You know? Good point, good point.
It just seemed right.
Okay, now being the girl, though, if you saw, like, okay, we're nowhere near my house, you just missed the turn.
Right.
At what point are you like, oh, fuck.
We're going to church. Chill out.
Yeah, at the cemetery at 2 in the morning.
Right.
Right. Because that's when God's, you know, not busy. It's it's like happy hour here at the graveyard. Everyone's like, yeah.
At 2 a.m., God's just kind of chilling with nothing to do. So
right.
Keep him busy. Robinson pulled her out of the vehicle and said he was going to do it anyway and forced her to have sex.
Do what?
Fuck her.
It, Matt.
Hey, yes. Fuck you, buddy.
It. Do it.
Fuck you, buddy.
It means so violation.
Well, now, okay, I like how at first he asked her, though. He, you know, his heart was in the right place. I just don't think his anything else was working right. So he's like, hey, you want to fuck? And she's like, no. And he's like, okay, we tried to do it the easy way. Now we're going to do it my way.
Robinson told his granddaughter on the drive home that he needed her help to stop.
To stop what?
Fucking her, apparently.
I need your help. Stop.
Stop me from fucking you, please. How I can't help
okay.
it.
Okay. How could you do that? How would you stop fucking somebody?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, if they're
but,
more
I mean,
powerful
how,
than you.
But how would you get their help to? That's why I don't, I'm not
if you ask, I guess.
You get off.
Exactly. So you're like, help me stop fucking you by making me come, and then I can stop, but I'm not going to stop until you do that.
It sounds logical to me.
Okay. Check.
An investigation showed that Robinson had been sexually assaulting his granddaughter since she was 7 years old.
Oh, you lose your virginity. Oh, sorry. Bad taste. That was in bad taste. I'm sorry.
Well, our show is kind of in bad taste.
Oh, man. Our show tastes good. All right. So is that it for that story?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's. Okay. Let's. Well, okay. Yeah. Got it. Here. Son tried to fight off killer mom, jury told. A mom struggled with her young son as she tried to suffocate him, stopping only to put the family's dog outside before returning to kill him.
That's so awesome.
Oh, man. That so she took... She, oh, wow. I can't even grasp this. She...
I can't believe... Really?
So now, if I was strangling my little deadbeat bastard fucking son, letting the dog out to take a dump is the last thing on my mind,
well,
right?
Maybe she thought that while she was trying to strangle him, the dog would start barking or something.
Really, though?
Maybe, because...
Maybe, yeah, I can maybe see that.
You don't want shit on your carpet.
No.
That is true.
Nobody
especially when
that.
You're killing
nobody
someone.
Nobody wants shit on their dick. in a letter to a psychologist the day... wow, you all right, bud?
I'm okay now.
Need some water.
Do you have any?
It's got some blood on your shirt.
Holy shit, dude.
Got it, red
it's
on
not
you.
Blood. That's a chunk. Oh.
Oh, a wow. chunk of what?
Don't, I'm not no, sure.
No. we'll take it to the lab and get it
I
analyzed.
I definitely didn't eat anything
this
that
is
looked
lab.
Like that.
Oh, right.
Right. According it, to our buddy Big L.
Big L. Yeah. The studio's the lab. Ebonics. In a letter to psychologists, the day sons Thomas, 11, and Matthew, 9. Ooh. I never met a Matt I haven't liked. Not yet.
Yeah.
Died. Donna Fitchette said she planned to drug them, the Supreme Court heard. The September 6, 2005 letter signed, quote, Hugs and Kisses, Donna, said she told her husband their marriage was over because I'd already decided on my plan. Miss Fitchette, 49, has pleaded not guilty to 2 counts of murder. Now, do you think she... That seems weird. Like, she has her plan outlined, and apparently that had nothing to do with her husband. Like, her plan, everything, but you're not included in this.
Right.
So I'm gonna go strangle my kids. Now.
Without you.
Right. But can you let the dog out on your way out?
Please.
Please. Prosecutor Gavin Silbert argued Miss Fitchette had hatched a plan to kill her sons and get back at her husband over an unsatisfactory marriage. Now, this is another... This right here is a point on the side of why do you need to get married?
Right.
The only, I've said this before, but the only people that really get married are either really old-fashioned or they're really insecure, and they need that ring there. They need that certificate that's like, ah, gotcha, bitch. Now, yeah. If you want to leave me, you
gotcha,
have to
bitch.
Go to court, and I'm going to take half your shit, and I'm going to make you keep the kids, but I'm not going to pay child support.
Right.
And it just seems ridiculous. Why do you need to involve the government in your your life like that.
If you think you're going to be with that person forever, then just be with them forever.
Exactly. You don't need, unless I can see if maybe, say, if I was going to go marry some rich actress. Of
right.
course I would want to marry her, but it, you
and
know,
hope she dies.
Right.
Or
well, I
you
would marry her,
stuff.
Right. I would have a prenup right. saying I come into this marriage with nothing, and when I leave, I have
everything.
Well, not. 3/4. I don't right. want to say half because I feel I would deserve a little more than half.
Right.
Because I'm cool. I'm good. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Okay.
And she'll just, I mean, if she's an actress, she'll just make that money back. And,
exactly. But
you know,
normal
no harm done.
People, you don't need that. Like back in the day, they had marriages. Like, have you been watching The Tudors at all?
I haven't started
okay,
watching
well,
it yet.
King Henry and shit, like, they would marry for, like, treaties and land and shit. That's how he was with Catherine of Aragon. It was a treaty between Spain and England. And, you know, the only way they could get the backing, if, say, someone invaded England, Spain would be there to back them up. The Spanish Armada, they had, you know, the biggest navy in that time back then, you know? So they would marry for that kind of shit. But,
yeah.
We don't own any land like that now. It's like if I marry you, I'm not going to merge our property.
Really?
You know, it does. Well,
me?
There's a ring in the bottom of your rock star, bud.
You were looking
I hope
right
you
at
didn't
me.
Swallow it. You
here,
like that?
Here, here.
Fuck yeah. Okay, so basically, I'm saying there's no point anymore unless you're going to get a wicked good tax break. But even then, it's
yeah.
not worth it. Let's see. The killings, he said, were planned to the most minute detail and carried out, quote, consciously, voluntarily, and deliberately. The court heard the qualified nurse had given the boys a cocktail of drugs before strangling or smothering them. So, wow. She, you would think you wouldn't need to strangle or smother them if you just give them a cocktail
yeah,
of drugs,
yeah, but that takes
right?
all the fun out of killing them if you just give them that.
But your mother... You would think you
must,
would want.
They must be some bad fucking kids. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
I give
just,
you that.
She's just an overachiever, Matt.
Yeah.
Right.
She just put in 110.
Yeah.
110% all the way.
She
buddy.
Likes extra.
Right.
She
fucking.
Extra credit.
She doped him up. Then she strangled him. Then she cut off their heads. Then she shot him in the head. And then she burned the bodies. And then she took the ashes, put them in a blender, and drank them. Boom. That's how I do it.
And peed in a bottle.
Well,
and
hypothetically.
I'll leave it open to what
oh,
she did with
I'm
the ashes.
I'm not done yet. And then she dug a hole, took a dump, put them back, ashes to ashes, poop to poop, you know? Poop
yeah.
to Okay. Thank you. let's see. The jury was told Miss Fitchett strangled Thomas, but Matthew started to wake up and put up a fight.
That's right,
fucking
Matthew.
Right I did. When their dog tried to stop her, she put it outside, returning to
see,
suffocate
I told,
Matthew.
I was right.
You were right, because yeah. you read this before. You
I didn't.
Fucking bitch.
I didn't even read it.
Okay. So... That's fucked up. You're doing that. The dog comes in because
right.
he, you know, dog. I don't like dogs. I fucking can't stand. But they,
yeah,
can sense that.
You can
shit.
Tell that
yeah.
you're hurting him.
Totally. That's probably why dogs always bark at me because they know they're like, ooh, he don't like us.
Yeah.
Ruff, ruff, ruff. And then they
say,
bite me in the ass, and then I feed him a bunch of
they
Snicker
say dogs
bars.
Dogs can sense good and evil.
Really?
So, yeah.
I always thought they just smelled the weed on me or something. Or
that
another
might be
thing
it too.
Is because every time I go somewhere in the truck and they have dogs, the dogs will come out and piss on the tire. So I kind of think maybe then the next place that has dogs, those dogs smell the previous
right.
and then they freak out on me.
Yeah.
And that might have been why I got bit in the ass
fucking
the other day.
Dogs.
Yeah. It's dog mafia. They're
right.
marking
yeah.
you.
Oh, wow.
You're a marked man.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Mine and that's mine and that's mine. All right. Deemed a oh, wait, sorry. She then injured herself, later telling a paramedic, quote, I don't deserve to be treated. Leave me alone. I want to die. I killed my kids, and I want to die.
Well,
if
then
I,
you shouldn't have killed your kids.
Well, if I would have been the paramedic, I'd been like, all right.
All
right. See, I don't know. I mean, this prime example for our boom, you're dead law. You get there, and this shit happens. She should have been dead in the first place. But then she's like, I want to die. Boom!
You're dead.
Thank you. That's it. That's fucking it. And then I would have probably... I would have let the dog live, even though I don't like dogs, because he tried to save him, so...
Well, I mean, I'd leave the dead bodies with the dog. That way, since he doesn't have anyone feeding him, he'd just feed on them.
That is a very good point.
Yep.
Deemed a suicide risk, she was then involintarily admitted to a psychiatric hospital. Holy shit! That was her out! She said that shit they would think she's crazy. Now and she now goes into a fucking shrink place. And that's why the boom you're dead law should be in full effect.
I don't understand
y'all.
How it's a suicide risk. What's the risk involved? Just kill
she
yourself.
She said, I don't deserve to be treated. Leave me alone. I want to die. That's kind of a blatant suicide, you know. And whenever someone demonstrates those kinds of attributes, they're like instantly sued because they don't want to fuck around. Because, you know, something could happen to her.
Well, yeah, and they wouldn't
want to
let a bad person like her kill herself.
Well,
that'd
no, I'm
terrible.
Just saying they don't want the liability. If she does something to herself while in their custody.
If they don't do anything.
Right, but I mean, the kids won't sue her because obviously they're dead. But, you know, maybe the disgruntled husband would come
back.
Well,
someone might, I mean, once someone found out about it, they might sue whoever was holding her. Because
the dog went and told somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
Fucking dog. Because
they do that. Like Brian.
Yeah.
On Family.
Hey, Lassie talked to people.
What's that, boy? Timmy's in the well. What? Timmy's getting strangled?
Maddie's getting strangled.
Yeah, right? Let's see. Defense counsel Graham Thomas said his client did not deny killing her boys. The question was whether she had been mentally impaired. Now, if you are mentally capable enough to drug them, and she was a nurse.
And she had a good plan,
you
too.
Can't
she
be a nurse if you're nuts, you know? I mean, you might go nuts after being a nurse for a while, but you're not nuts to begin with.
Well, and I think if she was nuts, she wouldn't have planned it out and had it all prepared. She would have just done it.
What do you think, Sean?
I think that this lady is crazy.
All right. Thank you.
In my professional opinion, and I didn't need like 15 years of fucking college education to tell you that.
That is true. And see, that's another thing. We would have like all these people that get paid all this money to not they don't do anything. They look at the person. If the person's acting fucked up, yeah, you're crazy. If they're not, then yeah, you're sober. We just fucking boom, you're dead. There. No more. That's all.
Then you don't even have to worry about it.
10-cent bullet.
That's right. Exactly. And you don't even need I will volunteer for that job and use my bare hands. No overhead price. Pure profit. That's all. I have my own knife.
Community service.
Exactly. Yep. Boom, you're dead. Quote, I expect the evidence to show that she was suffering from chronic depression. I was going to make a joke about me not smoking pot and then having chronic depression. Now I'm glad I didn't. Quote, sadly, I'm too broken to go on. Today the boys will be given an overdose as I cannot and wouldn't ever abandon them. Quote, they think we are going on an exciting trip today, but I've told them they need to take some medicine so they won't get air sick. I'm not a coward, nor am I crazy. I see this as my greatest act of love. I'm not punishing David. I pity him.
Must have been a shitty kid.
She sounds pretty fucking nuts. Yeah. If that's why. Wow.
Pretty concrete argument.
That's a fucked up reason.
Yeah, and those were extracts of the letter that was read in court. Yeah. So, yeah, and the husband's name was David, just in case. So, according to the boom, you're dead law, her kids are already dead. I would just get rid of her. And
might as well kill her husband.
Problem
too.
Solved. Well, yeah, probably.
I mean, his sperm created
those
kids.
Yeah, we don't want those genes getting passed
on. Might as well just end it.
Give
right
him a
there.
Suicide kit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, should we just wrap it up and get out of here? Or do you want to each go through one more?
What's this kit?
That's ladies, up to you there, Matt.
We're already in an hour. Let's leave them wanting more.
Okay. So, yeah, stay tuned for the Monday show when I will be stone cold sober. As always, if you guys have anything you want to say pertaining to a show, click on the show notes of each show, or you can email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our website. If you want MySpace, that's myspace.com/jamholepodcast. You can subscribe with the iTunes. Please, 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 please vote for us on Podcast Alley because it feeds our egos. What else? What else are we doing? That's about it, huh?
I think that's about it.
That's it? Do you do anything else?
Nothing comes to mind at the moment.
All right, and remember, if you guys are local, next Saturday, death metal for old people. You guys, and I'm trying to talk Ryan into letting me MC this thing and, like, introduce the things, but he's like, can you do it without cussing? And I'm like, no, I can't. But then I was like, dude, it's death metal. What's the difference between me going up there saying a few fuck shit cunts or them going, I'm gonna fuck you, I'm gonna cut your fuck. So he didn't really have an answer.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's a lot of swearing in their lyrics.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Well, and I think his defense was, well, you can't really understand it when they're
metal's
doing
a very serious art.
I'm like, so that makes it okay, right?
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, whatever. So, yeah, if you guys are there, it's going to be a good time. We'll be there. And you know what? If nothing else, I'll just bring a mega horn, and I'll MC that shit from across the street. Fuck it. All right, yeah, that's it. We'll talk to you guys Monday. Later.
Bye.
Jamming.
Don't you play around with the on-beat killer, 'cause I'll hit you in the head and I'll knock you right out. I'll put your body in the trunk, y'all, and I'll take you for a ride way down by the river, so you can swim with the fishes. I got a cool disposition.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Cold stare, cool handshake. I like my nights hot. And I like my women cold. So don't you play around.
Don't you play around.
Let me all be a killer. Don't you play around. 'Cause you can wind up dead. Got a long black car with black tinted windows, black interior with the suicide doors.
Oh yeah,
it's got a full wet bar filled with Jim Beam black, filled with Johnny Walker black. I like to drink when I drive, so don't you play around. Don't you play around.